Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And welcome you to the third hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Then the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen All Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can check us out on Facebook, too, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and videos and stories about animals that I post. And, golly, it is the second Sunday of April already. And certainly looks like spring has sprung today. It's a beautiful blue sky and lots of sunshine. And it looks like that's going to continue all week, although it is getting cold at night, so don't get too carried away. It was actually a little frosty last night and the night before up here, so not quite time to put everything out, but getting close. It's a beautiful day. And it's the second Sunday of the month, so that means it's Best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother. Oh, I was just going to say, big brother. Is he a big brother or a little brother, Linda? Little
Well,
brother?
it depends on how you're talking big. He's definitely
Older,
taller
younger.
than I am, but I'm older.
Okay, all right. So younger brother, Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. And it means it's our healing show, and we're taking your phone calls and doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And golly, we've got callers to start with in the hour as promised, but we've got phone lines open, and we would love to hear from you. So local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. And just in case, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then I recognize where we're going now, because these are clients of mine. We've talked to them before, and I can't wait to get an update. We are headed out to Issaquah, and Michael and Gina, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, you guys sound great on this beautiful Sunday, sunny day today. So you got bright sunshine
beautiful.
Over there in Issaquah?
Yes, and our flowers on the deck are looking great in the sunshine, I got to tell you.
Oh, you have flowers on the deck? Oh, that's so nice. I don't have any flowers yet. I mean, I'm in the forest, and, you know, it's still, we had frost last night and the night before. So no flowers yet, but, oh, sounds wonderful.
Yes.
So let's see. I saw you, gosh, I don't know how long it's been now, but for your young puppy at the time, Shepherd Husky mix, Penny. And then my favorite Frenchie, don't tell Stacy, but my favorite Frenchie, Cha-Cha. I mean, this is the greatest Frenchie I've ever met. I mean, I don't have to live with her, but God, is she cute, and the best retriever on the planet. She's just a fast little thing. So anyway, catch us up. How's things going with the dogs?
Yeah, you know, Penny's almost 6 months now, so that's fantastic. She's getting big. She's growing up well, doing all right. We were just out of town for a week, so she was at what we call camp for the week, you know.
Oh, so was she out at the academy again?
No, not this time. We just did the one nearby us.
The one closer to you. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, she's, you know, pushing a little boundaries for the 2 days she's been back. But otherwise, she's trying to listen when we're correcting her. So, yeah.
And that's kind of what you have to do. If somebody takes over and takes care of them while you're gone, or grandma comes to, you know, dog sit, you know, grandparents are just as bad with dogs as they are with grandkids. I mean, with grand dogs as they are with grandkids. When you leave them someplace like that, when you come home, you just automatically take a step or two back in their training.
Yeah.
You know, a little more leadership, a little more supervision, a little more working going on until they get back in the fold.
Yes. And she's making faces like, okay, I remember. Fine. I'll listen.
Yeah.
It's fun. But, you know, we learned a lot from when we were on with Natasha about her early time. And, you know, something else interesting has happened, Martha, that a couple times she's seen an adult male with like a flat brimmed hat. She's done a ton of submissive pees. So it's very interesting. But I wonder if there was any connection to early in her life that she maybe had some, maybe that was with someone in her family or something like that. But yeah, Michael came down the stairs the other day with a flat brimmed hat on, and she just couldn't. She was barking. She was making noises. She did submissive urination a couple times. And then the same thing happened when she interacted with someone in the public, similar to that. So we were hoping for a reset and then taking care of little Miss Penny.
Yeah, well, you know, and I, you know, I've always said dogs generalize, assume, and flashback. if it happened this way once, it's always going to happen this way. And if this happens, it means that sort of thing. Now, Dr. Nell's kind of refined that, helping us understand that if it's a traumatic situation, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. And that's why it seems like they're flashing back, because the nervous system is coming from the past, not the present. But on the other hand, there can also be related just a negative association. So a guy with a flat brimmed hat wasn't nice to me. Therefore, all guys with black, flat rimmed hats are bad. Okay.
Right.
But it starts with a flat rim. So now, have you, Dr. Nails, you've already got a connection with Penny, right? And you're working with her? Okay. So he's working on Penny. I'm going to say it's really good, because the first thing I was going to say, well, Michael needs to get a fat, flat brimmed hat, but it sounds like you already got one. Okay.
Yeah, that's how we learned about it.
Right. So have you built your jolly routine with Penny and Cha-Cha?
No, not much. So we really got to get on that. Yeah.
All right. Hindsight being 20/20, if you had a solid jolly routine built, you'd be ready to get into this, and it would really mean something. But you can do the same thing without having practiced this. So where you start is you got to figure out where is the point that she can see the flat brimmed hat and not react. So maybe if it's just sitting on the table, is it a big, does she care? Maybe she doesn't care if it's on the table, but if Michael picks it up, she's still okay. But if Michael starts to put it on his head, then she starts to react. But you got to find the point just before she reacts. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You find the point just before she reacts, and that's where you start. And you get out your high value little food reward, and say you can pick up the hat and she's fine, but you can't put it on your head. So you'd pick up the hat. Oh boy, hot dog. Give her a hot dog. I mean, not the hot dog, the piece of a hot dog. You know, food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. Then you'd put the hat back down. Then pick it up. Oh, boy, hot dog. And you do that, oh, boy, hot dog business, picking up the hat until you can pick up the hat and she's wiggling and happy and everything's great with no jolly routine. Okay? Mm-hmm. So then you take it, you the hat, and you start to put it on your head. Oh, boy, hot dog. Oh, boy, hot dog. You stay at that level until you can do that movement, and without the jolly routine, she's good. Then you put it on your head, jolly routine. On your head, jolly routine. And then you'd be walking around with it, jolly routine. But anyway, you got to take her through that behavior modification sequence until she sees the hat, and wherever it is, it means a jolly routine, and so we're good. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. We will do that. Thank you, Martha.
All right. Now, it should be easier if Dr. Nails gets her nervous system in shape. So, Dr. Nails, what can you report about Miss Penny?
Well, what I can report is it was actually a fairly simple reset, still on the order of the fight flight area as far as the points I was working with. Not real complicated, so that's good. I think we're making progress on the energy balance and fight or flight.
Excellent.
Yay.
All right, so we got that going. Now would be the time that we turn you guys over to Linda. Would either or both of you like a session with Linda?
I think we're okay today, Martha. I know there's plenty of callers behind us, so we don't want to...
No, actually, Nathan's saying no. The phones have everybody called in early, so we got plenty of time. You can still say no, thank you, but if you would like one, we have plenty of time.
You know what? I'll do one, Martha. Let's put me in.
Wonderful. All right. Linda, Gina is all yours.
All right, Gina. Well, I'm going to have you just think about a beautiful blue sky, which will be no problem today. And you're just enjoying and thinking the sky is blue. And I'm going to invite you then to switch to thinking about an unresolved situation in your life, something that you would really like to have resolved, and just say, I've got it, if you have it.
I've got it.
All right. So focusing on that, noticing how you feel about it. And it's just that kind of a day. We're going to have you set that aside and focus on stable.
Oh, boy.
So it is a stable day. You're just focused on stable. and the number one.
Mm.
And this energy of stable is resonating right now in the root chakra. That's down there at the tip of the spine as we think stable one. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do that slow, deep breathing in and out as you think stable one.
All right, Gina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out, breathing, thinking stable, one, stable, one, stable, one.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Gina, and with your eyes open, look down toward the earth. Let your head rise to a comfortable position and go back to thinking about that unresolved situation and how you feel about it. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about it and noticing how you feel. And then focus, set that aside and focus on grief, the feeling of grief. And we're going to replace that. And we're going to replace grief with a feeling of indecisiveness. And we're going to replace that. And replacing indecisiveness with conscientious. Conscientious and the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right, rolling your closed eyes to the right, and doing the very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think conscientious four.
All right, Gina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right side. Your forehead, you're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking conscientious four, conscientious four, conscientious four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Gina, with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, bringing that unresolved situation into your thoughts. That is complete. And excuse me, the affirmation is I embrace the feeling of conscientious. And you'll just want to think that a lot right now, today, and tomorrow and the next day. And notice how your body feels when you think about conscientious. And just what we're trying to do is embody this energy within us, because that's where our strength is. So I embrace the feeling of conscientious and feel how good that feels in the body.
Oh, all right. So, Michael, any desire for a session?
I knew you'd ask. I can't let.
Well, I'm just asking. You, no pressure. Yeah. No pressure.
Oh, there's pressure now because she did it. I have to do it.
Oh, so you want to do it now?
Oh, I want to. She was being brave. So
all right, you're getting smiles and thumbs up from everybody. Thumbs up from Dr. Nils. All right, so
okay. Here we
I go. Think I think this is the first time Linda's worked with you, Michael. Is that right?
We did one.
Oh, did you do
time.
One before?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, then you know the drill, and we just went it with Jesus. So with Gina. So Linda, you're in charge. Michael's all yours.
Okay, Michael, you're in charge, and I'm going to have you think about a person that's been on your mind a lot lately, and just say, I've got it, when you've got that person.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, all right, so just focusing on that person, and then setting that person outside your thoughts, you're going to focus on reliable, the feeling of reliable, and the number four, reliable four. This energy of reliable is resonating in the heart chakra right now as we're thinking reliable four. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And you're going to do that very slow breathing in and out as you think reliable four.
All right, Michael, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing. Thinking reliable four, reliable four, reliable 4.
Perfect, Michael. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable place. And then bring that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am reliable. And as I've been saying to other people, just notice how your body feels when you think the word reliable. And what we want to do is just really bring that energy of reliable really into an animation inside of us, because that's going to be so helpful right now for you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we got you guys all tuned up, and I'm glad everybody's doing well. And call me off the air if you need any help with the dogs.
Okay.
We appreciate it, Malcolm.
Yeah, and if you need to check in, you know, Natasha's here next week. If we want to do a follow-up there, you know how to reach us.
Oh, we plan on it.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Enjoy the sunshine and your flowers. Because
yes.
I'm a little jealous of the flowers. But I'll have flowers soon.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, thank you.
All right. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
God bless.
All righty. We've got to get to advertisers because we went over time. But I'm wondering, and the question I've kind of got that we'll pick up after we take care of advertisers is that often there are kind of themes in the show, you know, the same words, a few will come hit and miss with our callers or the same effort. But I don't ever remember having such a strong connection with that one word, stable, as we've got today. You know, not every single couple, but almost. So I'm just wondering, might that have something to do with all the upheaval going on around us in life, and that maybe we're all a little unstable and need some stuff? Well, anyway, that's kind of what I'm wondering. Okay, so we're going to take care of our advertisers. We'll kind of start with that theme in mind, which I think leads us directly to Dr. Nell's newsletter for the month. Okay, so we'll be talking about that. So stay right where you are. And by the way, if anybody needs to sneak in for a phone call, we can probably sneak in another phone call, 425-373-5527. But we're going to spend some time with Dr. Nell's newsletter and this whole business. What's going on with this stable business? And we got current events to do. So stay right where you are. A lot more to come right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is best and neuroenergetic balancing and energy code Sunday. It's our healing show. Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and we do have open phone lines. Now, we were going to get to our discussion here shortly. We've got a lot to cover in current events, but we can still sneak in calls. And if you'd like to get in this show, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 888-298-5569. We did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. What a wonderful conversation with Robin from Ananda last Sunday, and all about, you know, meditation and, you know, speaking of being unstable and needing to get back to stable and all of that. One of the best ways is meditation. And the Ananda organization has incredible meditation classes, and all the classes these days, thanks to the pandemic, there was kind of a silver lining there, as it got everybody doing remote stuff, and they call them hybrid classes now. So any of the meditation classes pretty much are, you can come in person and join, or you can do them online. So it isn't, there's not an easier way anymore to learn meditation, and how wonderful that can be in calming and centering your life. So check them out. Ananda Institute of Living Yoga website is anandawashington.org for all the events. And of course, there's a lot going on related to Easter and all that sort of thing. And if you do something wonderful for animals, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, we heard from Dr. Nels. His website is healingministryforanimals.com. You can fill out the contact link, call him for a free phone evaluation if you'd like to do that. You can also join his membership group for just $10. And then you get the newsletter we're about to discuss and the free Zoom classes. And you need to know his phone number has changed since he moved. Write this down. 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003 is Dr. Nell's new number. If you can use your computer and go through the website, great. If you can't, though, you can always call him. But don't expect him to answer the phone, because he's looking for Bigfoot. Okay? He might not be available. And if we never hear from him again, we'll know now. We'll go after Nathan, because Nathan's our Bigfoot. Might be in trouble. Anyway. Okay. Let's see. I didn't mean to post that 7 on our chat. That was accident. Anyway.
Lucky number 7.
Yeah, it is lucky number 7, but I don't know where it came from. It came from my stuff sitting on my keyboard. Anyway, let's see. I know what I need to do. I need to pull it. We are, you know, I was just talking with the all the sessions that Linda has done today. The common thread is this feeling of stable. And that often is the balance to being unstable. And I know with a lot of stuff going on in our country and around the world right now, it can feel very unstable. So, I mean, I don't know, Linda and Dr. Nels, do you think there's something going on, you know, with this stable coming through all the time, Linda? Do you think that has a kind of a reflection of generally we're all feeling that?
Well, I think that there are many reasons that people feel destabilized, and a lot of them are actually very good things, like growth or change. And of course, we're just moving into springtime now, and so there's a lot of there's a big feeling of transition. And I know there's some stuff going on in the celestial plane that I don't know anything about, but. So basically, there's a lot of reasons. And the thing is not to be concerned that we, many of us are really being suited to the energy of stable, because every single person is having the moment they're supposed to have right now. And so I just take it as this is some good energy for this moment for the people that have called in, and it may be good energy for many people. But you know, sometimes it's a time to be stable and other times it's a time to get moving and maybe even experience the imbalance of change.
Okay. Okay. Well, because, you know, I can say I know I'm certainly feeling that way. And I'm just going to be real honest with you. I mean, there's so much going on and we don't want to get into all of that, but just to kind of bring our discussion right to the surface here, the thing about what's going on right now in our country and the government that terrifies a part of me is the destruction of Social Security. You know, with our Social Security agency that was already stressed and understaffed and underfunded, they are now firing thousands and thousands of employees. They're closing offices and they're limiting phone access. And the plan is to make it more dysfunctional. It's already causing problems. People are already not getting their checks. I'm holding my breath as to whether mine's going to show up next week, this week or not, because I, like so many others in this country, am dependent on that Social Security. And right now, I don't know if my check's coming or not. And it can be pretty scary. So I know that that's just one aspect of this. But there are lots of people in the same boat with me. But I know there's so much else going on that a lot of people can be in this unstable thing. So I think we can take advantage, Linda, of the sessions you've done. And we can kind of, you know, take advantage of the surrogate healing and do the affirmations about stable. But I think this is a good, transition, because I, you know, my understanding of the plan is that just the plan is to make us so angry with Social Security that then the powers that be can say, well, see, it's broken. It doesn't work. So we have to kill it and go to privatization. And that's terrifying, that thought to me. But so anyway, Dr. Nell's kind of, yeah, go ahead.
I want to say one more thing because so when you were talking, I got this really clenched up feeling in my solar plexus. And then I thought to myself, focus on the stable energy in your body, and it immediately released.
Okay.
And so what I want you to know is that I'm not trying to tell you not to pay attention to what's important to you. That's important. But I also want you to know that all the news agencies and everybody who wants to get our attention are going to do it with fear. And so we need to be stable and claim our stability, because the fight or flight reflex that Nels talks about and is so expert in is we're all giving it to each other every time we have this discussion about this stuff. And so if I could, I would just recommend that let's always close these discussions with the remembrance that I am in myself right now stable, and claim that energy so our brains will keep working, because the brain shuts off as soon as the fear jumps in.
Okay, so that's a good way for those of us that when something triggers that instability in us, then the best way to handle that is to go to the affirmation and start doing that.
Yeah, and go to anything that is not a fear-based thought. Go to our strength, go to our love, our compassion, our gratitude, and feel that in the body, because we need to release that self-reset that Nels is teaching. It's all about releasing the fight or flight in that moment for ourselves to get back to our centered, strong, our mind works kind of a position. And that's where we can do the most good about anything that's important to us. That's my thought.
Wonderful. Wonderful. But see, that's why we're doing this is to give us all some tools to deal with this. Because I know it's not just me, because I'm hearing about it from everywhere. And I know I'm not in near as precarious a situation as many people are, you know, because there's so many in our country that live from paycheck to paycheck, or, you know, from being working or being at Social Security or whatever. And any little interruption to any of that is devastating to people and can make the difference between having food to eat or getting our medication or keeping the house you live in. So we need something like, Linda, your advice as to how to manage that if we feel stressed out and so forth. So you gave several affirmations today with stable, like I am stable. Mm-hmm. I embrace the feeling of stable. Mm-hmm. What is there one you think is better for us to go to in need at any particular time, or whatever just feels right to us?
I would say always go with what feels right. As far as noticing the body, and you can just say one affirmation and see what your body does. And then you can say another one and see what your body does, because we are the source of the information. That when I'm getting this information and working with people, I'm getting it from them. I'm not making it up out of myself.
Right.
I'm finding out from their innate wisdom. So we need to access our own innate wisdom by noticing ourselves. Because the world is a distracting place, and we need to get used to using this great resource of our own physical, energetic being in order to find out what is right for me in this moment, and to use that. Because if your body releases, relaxes, calms down when you think a thought, that's a good thought.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Now, I wanted to go right into Dr. Nell's newsletter, but I know if I do that, somebody's going to be stomping around the studio real fast. So we will take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come right back, because Dr. Nell's has more to share on this subject. And guess what? It happens to be part of his newsletter this month. So how convenient is that? All right. So we'll take care of our advertisers. We're coming back. We're going to do Dr. Nell's newsletter. We'll get current events. And if anybody needs to call, 425-373-5527. But stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
AM Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. If you can't find them in the store, they're all available on Amazon. And check out our premier sound healer, the Northwest, June Potten, at Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. And what a great experience. And boy, is she a masterful healer in terms of a great, gentle chiropractic and the acutonic forks and chimes and so forth. She can work with you in person, which highly recommend, or she can work with you remotely. It's energetic, like this neuroenergetic balancing and best treatment is. And you can check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We were just getting rolling and talking about Dr. Nels. He does have a private membership group that you can join these days. It only costs $10. And as a result of being a member of that group, Dr. Nels, you get some special perks.
Oh, yes. Boy, do you get some great perks. I'm wondering why I do this, actually.
Sometimes I wonder that, too.
Yeah. The newsletter, of course, is great. That's worth your that's worth 10 bucks a month. Come on, people. And the but then the workshops that I do each month, usually after this radio show, it's the following Wednesday. And it's those are, you know, how you can help yourself or how you can help your pet. They are really, you know, that's where I'm giving you actual tools that really work and really help you and your pet. So it's just phenomenal stuff you get for your $10. And it's the only way you can work with me personally because of how the way laws work around how I work with animals and such. So anyway, it's the private membership thing is a must.
Yeah. So, now that doesn't count. You could call in on the radio, whether you're a private member or not, yeah. But if you want to work with Nels off the air, yeah, if you want to, work with Nels off the air, then you have to be a member of the private membership group.
Right.
Now, so all then right. The email that you get as a result, as being a member, you send this out once a month, and that's on the first Sunday of the month, right?
First Sunday of the month.
And our April edition, you called it the acceptance edition.
Yes.
And I think you were talking about what we've been talking about, aren't you?
Exactly. Exactly what we're talking about. So let's skip ahead to there, and if we have time, we can go back and talk of other things.
Okay.
But the article, I titled that article, Resistance is Futile. Uh-huh. And the reason that I do that is because the recipe for what we attract into our life is persistently thinking about something with strong feelings. It's a really simple recipe. The problem that humans have is that we persistently think about things that scare the out of us. And so we're always thinking about that. And so, and then bathing in the fear, very strong feeling, or the anger, very strong feeling. And when we bathe in those feelings and we are thinking of certain things, we're only helping make that more of a thing in our life. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's why resistance is futile, because we're on the face of it, we're trying to resist all this negativity. But in actual fact, there is no such thing as resistance. It's all attraction. So you're attracting the very things you're trying to resist. That's why resistance is futile. So segueing to the affirmation of the month, which, of course, you said earlier in the show, because it's a Natasha Venter affirmation.
Yeah.
I did modify it the tiniest little bit. I left the my body off, and actually that was just, I just forgot it.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay. It works great with or without it.
Well, you made it.
It
very simple and easy to remember and do.
Yeah, right. And anyway, I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Or to simplify that, I accept what is.
Oh, that's a good one. I accept what is.
Yeah.
So, oh, how about this, Linda? We have a plan, you know, for keeping for pulling ourselves out of all the negativity. And like Dr. Nils, you know, what you focus on, you know, you're attracting thought directs energy. I'm always saying that. And so if we find ourselves in that fear and that worry and that unstableness, if we start with like what Nils said. Now, what did you say? What was that simple version you just said?
The simple version is I accept what is.
So if you're feeling that, you could start with either I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now, or you could say I accept what is, and then you could go to I am stable, or I embrace the feeling of stable. Would combining those two, don't you? That sounds pretty good to me, don't you think?
Idea,
does
actually.
That sound good? We start with a nail, the I accept what is, or the longer version if you remember it and it works, and then follow that with I am stable, or I embrace the feeling of stable.
Well,
does it really matter?
When I think of it, I embrace the feeling of stable, that one settles right into my heart,
okay,
my solar
right.
plexus really well. That one works for me. But as
so,
Linda
I accept
saying,
what is, and I embrace the feeling of stable.
Yeah.
Does that give us some homework that we can keep ourselves out of?
It's a good combination. And the point is, we're not condoning what is. We're just right. accepting that that's
right.
what is.
Right. Well, because we have to, whether we like it or not, it is.
It is. and that's the way the world works. There is what is, and then there is our response to what is. And that's the most important part, is what's our response to what is.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, I said, make sure that you know what the truth really is, because that seems to be an issue these days. Anyway, so we've got all that, the affirmation, and you have a wonderful explanation of that, you know, resistance is futile and all that good stuff. But then you got other great, that's just the end of the newsletter. You got all kinds of stuff in here. When you started with the acceptance edition, I just noticed this. I had missed this when I first went. How to read our past lives. Where did that come from?
Our past issues. And that was, I wanted to bring that up because, especially because my wife has a continuing story in there for the past two issues before this one and then this one we just had. And so right at the top on the left column, I have how to read our past issues. And you can click on that link. And you might see a few other things I've sent out, but pretty quickly you'll get the hang of, okay, these are my issues, and you can go and you can read each one, and you can look at the previous affirmations of the month and the story of Ernie and Gretchen that Martha, my wife, wrote.
Those are the crows, right?
Yeah, the crow. They're actually, it's a crow and a raven, which
crow
are in nature deadly enemies, and they were in love. They were soulmates.
Aww. Oh,
yeah.
How
wonderful. It's a wonderful story with a tragic ending, but even in the tragedy, there's beauty. So it's a great story. Of course, I have my video of the month, and this one was a change of pace. I'm starting a frequently asked question series in my videos on YouTube. So this one is the basic, what the heck is healing ministry for animals? Well, this is kind of a... this is what it is, and this is why we do it. And the one I just finished and just posted yesterday to my YouTube channel is how we do what we do. And then I'll be adding some more after that as well.
Cool. And then you always post a testimonial of the month, which is always usually a great story. You get to meet one of Nell's patients and that he's worked on.
Yeah,
Queenie's story
such
this
a
month.
Sweet kitty, a beautiful tortoiseshell kitty. I got a nice photo there of Queenie and her story. And actually, I just finished that video and posted it to my YouTube channel. So I'll probably put the link in my next newsletter for the video of Queenie, because that's a very fun video too.
Okay, and then remember, so then we have, that's when the next, the story, your wife, Martha's story of the Ernie and Gretchen, the raven and the crow. And then we've got, you got to remember that if you want to take advantage of these free Zoom classes, they're only free if you're a member of the group. And you've got a class coming up this Wednesday night. So give us a lowdown on that.
Yeah. So that's how to reset yourself when fight or flight has hijacked you, because we're just as susceptible as you were so cleverly demonstrating a minute ago. How easy it is to fall into fight or flight because of what's going on in the world around us or in your life, especially in person or, you know, anything. I mean, everybody's got reasons. So this is really an important thing for helping yourself. When you help yourself, you are also helping everybody and everything around you. Your energy is affecting what's going on in your whole world. So it's a great workshop. I love doing this workshop. I explain a little bit more in detail about how you get hijacked by fight or flight. And as Linda was saying, how come you can't think when you're in fear? That's explained in this workshop. So it's a great workshop. And I should tell people who haven't joined yet, go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com, click on the quick response button and just say, I want to join your membership. And good, I'll send you what you need to get involved in that.
Wonderful. And then even if they involve now, they get involved now, they could still get this month's newsletter and everything, and even they, past newsletters.
They can get all the different newsletters. I don't automatically send out. I haven't figured out a way to automatically
right, but I think
send
you have them archived.
But they will get, when they get the new newsletter, they'll get all the other archives and everything. That'll be, all be a part of it.
Wonderful.
And of course, once they're a member, if they join like today or tomorrow, I'll have time to get them into the system and get them on the workshop on Wednesday.
Okay, so you do that at healingministryforanimals.com.
Right.
All righty, we are almost out of time. I don't think we have time for music, but I do have to pull up current events here just to there is some stuff you need to know about. I'll tell you where to go. Northwest Stream Center has got, they are just on a roll. They have got some phenomenal classes going on. Missed a really good one yesterday, but we've got native plants to attract native bees and butterflies, creating garden habitat. That will be next Saturday, April 19th from 1 to 3. Earth Expressions, Climate Circle, and Guided Meditations on Earth Day, Tuesday, April 22nd. That's 7 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And then they're doing a program on spring hikes in Snohomish County with Ken Wilcox. So learn where you can go and hike. That's Saturday, May 17th. And then an Earth Day planting on Saturday, the 19th, 9 to noon at Quill Cedar Creek. So that's next weekend as well. We've got the 2025 Furball auction and dinner for Homeward Pet Adoption coming up on May 10th, and ticket sales end on April 15th, so you better do that now. If you're interested in summer camps for your kiddos at Seattle Humane, you better check now because they could be sold out. Just like, I don't think this has ever happened before, but Tuxes and Tails 2025 on May 17th to support Seattle Humane is sold out. Yikes. Okay. And then next week is third Sunday. That's Natasha. So it's talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching, personal readings, then behavior training and healing Sunday with me. So that all happens next week. And gosh, you know, you can reach Dr. Nels through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, or at his new phone number, 208-451-6003. You can reach Linda. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com or give her a call for a free session, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. So that does it for us. I'm going to say thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dr. Nels, for all your great help today. We'll see you again next month. Second Sunday of the month is your next opportunity to connect with Dr. Nels and Linda. Nathan, thank you. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. Oh,